Time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now.
It's not about what you've done. It's about what you do.
Hi, and welcome to Get You Fit Radio, the radio show that helps you lead a healthy lifestyle. I'm Irene Cook, your radio host, and I'm going to talk about change today. Leading a healthy lifestyle means leaving some of your habits behind. And I basically navigate people into changing their lifestyle and creating healthier habits. Well, change is difficult, and changing how you think is hard. Changing your environment isn't. By training your environment, your habits will follow. And I am constantly discussing strategies on how to do this with my clients and members of my program. Not only will these changes help improve your lifestyle, but they will transform your body and your metabolism without any willpower required. And I know that you might all have just stopped in your tracks when I said no willpower required, because we are often just seeking for willpower. And truly, you just need to change your habits and your environment. If I took 50 random strangers to the grocery store and I asked them all to fill their baskets with only nutritious, health-promoting foods, I bet they could do it. In other words, most people generally know what is healthy and what's good for them. In fact, when people sign up for my program, most people, in fact, I have to say an overwhelming amount of people, know what to do to lose weight. In fact, often people tell me this before they sign up. They say, I know what I have to do. If that's true, why are so many people sick and overweight from chronic and preventable diseases? Why are so many people sedentary and carrying around all of this extra body fat? Why are people not putting all of these nutritious and health-promoting foods into their grocery baskets and, more importantly, into their bodies? Have you thought of this? Those of you that are always trying to make changes, why aren't you putting these healthier foods into your grocery basket? So why are people eating so poorly? Obviously, just knowing stuff isn't enough to actually do it. Being able to memorize carb grams or calorie tables or names of exotic superfoods doesn't often change what we eat when it's time for a hurried breakfast or a got home late from work dinner. Why is environment so important? We like to think what we think. What I'm saying is this. We often assume that we make rational, conscious, informed, logical decisions because we study them. Information is not transformation. And this is a very, very, very bold statement because we often read books. We often sign up for programs. We often seek advice from professionals. We learn. We highlight. We post-its on everything, but we don't actually do it. However, we romanticize about doing it. And that is such a critical point. So I'm going to kind of interject here with a story. I have a client. She has signed up twice for my program. Twice she has gone through the motions of the actual diet. What I mean by this is she is logging her food. She is texting me daily. She is getting on that scale, watching the numbers barely move because she's not following the program. She's not eating the foods on the program. She's not doing the exercises. She's not reading any of the materials. I certainly know she's not listening to this podcast, but she is working really, really hard because she thinks she's on the program. Information is not transformation. She's spinning her wheels and she's not getting anything done. She is exhausted because she thinks she's on this diet. So instead of slowly deciding that you're going to do something, you need to actually do it. Do you see the difference? Because there is a huge difference. Instead of slowly deciding step by step, our brains quickly process a handful of grab and go inputs and pick up from recognizable menu of options. We ignore stuff that we don't want to see. And we put that into denialville. And that's what I call it when people don't want to see something. If this sounds familiar to you, don't be ashamed because it is very, very common. Basically, our brains like the thinking version of fast food. We go to the place that is most appealing. We speed through the drive-thru, we pick the favorite combo off the menu, slam that decision, move on to the next choice. So we don't actually think much when we are thinking. We follow patterns, we follow physical cues, but we aren't actually changing anything. So this is a huge, huge turning point for people. Most of us will just eat what we're served, no matter how big the portion is. If we're served a small bag of popcorn, then we eat it. If we're served a big bucket of popcorn, then we eat it. Presumably, if we're served a Volkswagen full of popcorn, we would do our best to eat that too. When we eat, when we're multitasking, we eat more. If we eat when we're watching TV or playing video games or on the phone, we will eat even more. When your attention is elsewhere, you are an eating machine because you are in autopilot. These are things that you know, but you do nothing about them. However, in the depths of your brain, you are aware of this. And instead of making a change, you tell yourself that you will make that change later. I realize that I munch a lot when I'm on the phone. I'm really going to stop doing that. So if you've made that statement before, have you stopped doing that? Do you know how many times a day I hear, I have terrible sugar cravings, Irene, and I can't make them stop? Do you know what that means to me? That person is asking permission for me to allow them to have their sweets. Essentially, they are looking for me to give them permission to go ahead and have that cookie one last time. And anytime someone has come to me and said, I really, really, really am struggling with starting up an exercise routine, well, you need to change your practice. Start that exercise routine. In general, when it comes to engineering a new practice, if you don't actually start it, you never will. You need to make these healthy behaviors instant, and it has to be in the now. If you don't make these behaviors instant, basically, they're never going to occur. And so this is something that came to my attention when I started writing this show. And as I started writing the show, I really thought about all of the things that I tell myself I'm going to do and realized the stacks and stacks and stacks of things that I have put off. Little things. I'm going to mail that bill out tomorrow, as it sat on my desk for a week. I'm going to throw those grapes away that are in the refrigerator that are looking like they're turning to raisins that have sat in the refrigerator for an entire week. Why do we do that? Do it in the now. People often try to work hard to change their habits because changing how you think is hard work. But why should everything be so hard all the time? There's no need to work this hard. What you're doing is basically what I call white knuckle willpower. What happens when you make a fist? Go ahead, make a fist, a tight fist. Do you see your knuckles turning white? That's because you're clenching your hand so tight that it's cutting off circulation. You can make things easier on you by reducing the clench of your fist. You don't need to put so much intensity in what you're doing. Harness your brain's autopilot and make small changes in small ways, and you won't even have to think about them. So let's rewind. Those grapes that I told you about that were sitting in my refrigerator, for real, I probably walked past them every day knowing that no one was going to eat them in my house because they were looking like they were going to turn into raisins any day now. Nobody took a minute to throw them away because no one would in my house besides me. And many moms, of course, understand this. Why wouldn't I have reached in the hundreds of times that I've opened the refrigerator this week and grabbed the grapes and put them in the trash behind me? It intrigues me to this moment that I didn't do it. The thought of doing it occurred to me every single time I opened up that refrigerator. Once I sat down and actually wrote this podcast, I thought to myself, I have been exhausted thinking about these grapes every day. This morning, I opened up the refrigerator, I grabbed the grapes, I threw them in the trash. It took exactly 1 second. So the same thing goes with weight loss. The same thing goes with diet. The same thing goes with environmental changes. You need to jump in and make those changes now, because there is a huge difference, like I said, between information and transformation. We can collect data and we could throw it on our wish list. We can romanticize again about the changes that we make because it fulfills a false sense of accomplishment when truly we haven't done a thing. And what do I mean by that? This is something that you all do 110% of the day. Take a minute right now to think of something that you have put off today, whether it's something that had to do with your health, something that was around the house, something that you walked past that you could have taken a minute to solve the problem, but you didn't. And instead, it's lingering. And so now let's put this into the perspective of health. I want to stop eating so much sugar. I had somebody text me that yesterday. I finally said to her, then change your practice today. And she kind of paused a little bit. And I told her, I said, you want to stop eating sugar, then you need to stop eating sugar today. Putting it off is not going to serve you any good. And she really did stop and thank me. I need to stop munching in the afternoon. When you say that, you're basically justifying the fact that you are munching in the afternoon. Instead of continuing on with the practice of munching, you need to stop and extinguish the munching. Otherwise, it won't go away. A big one I hear, I need to start walking more. I need to get my steps up more. Instead of saying it every day, you should get up and walk around, because it will not change until you actually do it. A huge one that I hear is, I need to stop hitting snooze. But yet, day after day, week after week, we hit snooze. Because it feels good at the moment and it's easy to do. But until you actually stop, it will not go away. This accomplishes nothing. It's much like a hamster on a wheel going round and round and round and round. So much effort being put in with no result. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Huntley Community Radio, WHRULP, and I am talking about transformation and making the changes now. Putting things off, procrastination, is only going to result in not achieving those goals. People need to place responsibility on themselves for why you're not changing your behaviors. And so let's take a step back to the sugar cravings. Why are you having sugar cravings? Oftentimes people will blame everything under the sun for the sugar cravings. A stressful day at work, you have to have sugar, you have to have something sweet after your lunch, the kids are driving you crazy, and the only thing that will take that stress away is sugar. Hearing me say these things right now sound like ridiculous justifications. These reasons and these justifications are basically just giving you a reason to start later. And it is prolonging your journey. You need to stop blaming others and take action for why you're not starting your new practice today. I had somebody the other day who had these sugar cravings, and she listened to my sugar craving podcast, and she went ahead and took action. And of course, I kind of gave her a little preview on today's show. And so today is day two for her on no sugar. She took action right away. Had she not, where would she be? She would still be eating sugar. Sure, she has experienced some headaches. She has ravenous cravings, but she will get there. And she will be thrilled when she gets there. I've had this conversation many, many times. But if you had followed through with some of the things that you had told yourself that you were going to start later in the moment, your struggles would be over. Last night, I had a meeting with several of my members, and I asked them, if you had not gained back weight that you regained from previous diets that you lost, how much weight would you have lost today? And their jaws dropped. I mean, I said I would be in the negatives. So that is, again, prolonging the transformation. Do something about your change now. Not only behavior and food health habits, but even everyday tasks that are complicating your life. This includes things that you want your kids to do. Don't get aggravated because they don't bring the laundry to the laundry room or they don't pick up their clothes. Have them do it at that moment. Call them on it. Don't mail that letter later. Do it now. Don't walk past that blanket and say you'll pick it up later. Do it now. The longer you prolong it, the more inevitably it puts you at risk of not getting it done. Again, I had the grapes in the refrigerator, and then, of course, I had to chuckle as I was leaving here today. I happened to zero in on this welcome sign that I have in the kitchen. It's down on the floor. It's this cute little Hobby Lobby welcome sign that my dogs knocked over probably in April that everyone has walked past. And why no one has picked it up is beyond me. It literally just needed to be tilted over. But instead, we and I have looked at it every day, face down on the floor, instead of just picking it up. It's so ridiculous, but this is exactly what we do. We give ourselves the power to make excuses. And what was going through my head when I was walking past that sign? I would say, well, I'll get it later. My hands are full. I shouldn't have to do this. Somebody else should do it. But the whole entire time, I'm exhausting myself instead of just picking up the sign. You need to take the driver's seat and be stronger than the excuses, because they are going to take control over you. Oftentimes, we only focus on the problem. Again, I was only focusing on the sign that was flipped over. I was only focusing on the fact that nobody else in my family was picking it up, and how it looked ugly facing down, and maybe I should just get rid of it. But instead, all I had to do was bend over and pick it up. Again, with your sweet tooth, people only focus on the problem of I can't control my sweet tooth. I have these cravings. So instead of focusing just on the problem, focus on what you can do to fix it. Put all of your energy into trying to find a solution and how you're going to create strategies to make it work. Perhaps not buying the cookies, perhaps eliminating the amount of sweets that you have in the house, perhaps not succumbing to your weakness of feeling like you have to have something sweet. These are all solutions. Changing your practice. Again, example, my sugar cravings have been terrible. Typically, someone that says this obviously has a hard time with sugar. And the reason that I'm bringing this up is because it is a very, very, very common issue with people. Day in, day out. This is clearly not going to change the problem. Complaining about it, looking up information, Googling, how can I help my sugar craving? Listening to podcasts, asking your doctor about it, asking your coach about it. Help is a self-fulfilling prophecy toward the justification of an attempt to make a change. This is all great information, but transformation and information are two different things. This will go on for weeks and weeks, months and months, and even years. And again, this is the biggest difference between somebody that loses weight and somebody that doesn't. Oftentimes, people will sign up for weight loss programs, read all about them, get all the fancy-dancy supplies, and get everything ready to go, but then not follow through. We exhaust ourselves with all the information, but we do nothing about the transformation. When you have a craving, you are in control. You have the power to control your decision to either rewire your behavior and continue your practice to caving to the temptation, or you could take that minute right then and there to create a new pattern. In that moment, before you eat the cookie, not after. In that moment, you need to rise above your temptations and make that change to your practice. You are in control to keep your patterns going and create new patterns. And these new patterns will be your new behaviors. Never, ever procrastinate, and don't let change put it off, because tomorrow means it just won't happen. If you plan on making a change tomorrow, you're missing a huge opportunity, because it's not going to happen. Make it happen today in the present. And don't say later today. Today. If you hadn't passed up so many thousands of opportunities to change, again, your struggle would be over right now. The grapes in my refrigerator, I struggled all week. It took 3 seconds for me to throw them away. So today, I leave you with this task. Keep your eyes peeled for whatever you have put off today and you have said you're going to change. Now is the most important time. Now is really the only time. It is the essential time. What if for the rest of today, you took advantage of every single situation and every single choice was a chance to change a behavior that you've been trying to change? Maybe it was a sweet tooth. Maybe it was that walk, an exercise routine, that phone call you want to make. If you're tempted by foods on the menu, make that change. So don't debate about it. Do it. Transformation, information, two different things. Make that change. Do it now and enjoy the rest of your day.
Time is running out. I'm talking here and now. I'm talking here and now. It's not about what you've done. It's about what you've done.